Our service begins on page 184 in the front end of your hymnals. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated as our service now continues with our readings.
Our first reading for the celebration of the fourth Sunday after Easter comes from the book of Acts, the 20th chapter. Now from Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. And when they came to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time, from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews. How I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will see my face again. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all of you, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert. Remember that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way we must help the weak and remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our epistle lesson comes from the book of Revelation, the 7th chapter. "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.' And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, 'Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.' Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, 'Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?' I said to him, 'Sir, you know.' And he said to me, 'These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the Alleluia and the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. At this time, the Feast of Dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter. And Jesus was walking in the temple, in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me. But you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Having heard God's word, we now confess our common faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. This is found on page 191. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated as we now continue with our sermon hymn. Number 709, we're going to do the first four verses. The first four verses.
Thank you.
Grace and peace be with you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It was actually over a year at this point that I got my look at a shepherd, probably for the first time. Now, I don't mean a shepherd in the States, I mean a shepherd in Israel. And I think it's something that is maybe good to talk about. Now, the reason I think it's good to talk about is because they are so different. Whenever I think of a shepherd, traditionally I think of lush green fields and nice and beautiful streams. But when I was in Israel, that's not what I saw. Instead, I saw what I would consider a desert, rocks and gravel and hills and no water. And a shepherd leading his sheep to itty-bitty sprouts of grass or weeds or whatever it could possibly be. We saw them from a distance. We didn't actually get to see them up close and personal, but from a distance where we were, you could see some of the mounds of what I considered gravel. You could see the shepherd walking and the sheep following close behind. In that kind of environment, the sheep had to completely trust in their shepherd. They had to listen to his voice, or they very well might starve. For the sheep there, their shepherd was to some degree all that they knew. You see, we watched the sheep as they would go through on the hills. When you understand this, I think it can help us understand this entire string of passages. Now, if you're wondering what I'm talking about the entirety of the Gospel of John chapter 10, all too often called the Good Shepherd passages. And if an entire chapter isn't enough, we have set aside a Sunday a year to remember that Jesus is our Good Shepherd. It's called Good Shepherd Sunday, and it is celebrated on the fourth Sunday in the season of Easter. So this past Sunday. So our celebration would be for today. Good Shepherd Wednesday. It's Good Shepherd Wednesday. One of the interesting things about this chapter, though, is that while it is certainly the Good Shepherd chapter, the instances where Jesus talks about being the Good Shepherd and the Good Shepherd are broken up. It's not all one consistent speech, but there's a separation. Look at how today's talked about. It talks about Jesus walking in the colonnade of Solomon. That's where it takes place. That's where today's text takes place in that chapter. It's a new section. It's a new part. That being said, it seems that Jesus here assumes or knows that the Jews who were gathered there, they knew or they had heard the previous part of the chapter. That is, they heard or heard about Christ's earlier speech about the Good Shepherd. Yet that was then. This is now. The verses themselves are beautiful. The sheep hear the voice. Nothing snatches them out of his hand. These are the kinds of words that we absolutely love hearing. We love hearing those words of our Lord reminding us again and again that we are his, that nothing will snatch us out of his hands. But in the context in which these words are being spoken, that Christ is speaking is actually law. He is telling the Jews that are gathered there that they are not his sheep. They are not among his flock. They have rejected his voice. In spite of the fact that he told them, they refused to listen. In spite of the fact that he did miracles and he did the work of God right in front of them, right before their eyes, they refused to believe. They rejected him and they rejected his voice. It might be easy to scoff at those that were gathered there at that time, especially as we look at it from hindsight. Yet, we also must think about ourselves. Have we always listened to the voice of our Savior? Have we always heard the voice of Jesus and followed? Or have we instead gone our own way? Have we done what we wanted to do instead of listening to the voice of the Good Shepherd? Have we listened to his words? Have we pored over his holy word and trained our children up to be the best of our ability? Have we made sure that we attended church on a regular basis, making sure to hear God's word, to receive his blessings? If we have pondered on these things, we might find that we have not always done as we should. We have not always done to the best of our ability what we knew we should do. Maybe we allowed some other priority to get into the way of God's voice. Maybe we allowed something to slip into our lives and whisper into our ears. However, hearing the voice of the shepherd, hearing the shepherd's voice isn't necessarily about being perfect. And it isn't about never making a mistake. Instead, it is about trying our best to follow the good shepherd. It's about hearing that voice and those words of forgiveness when we need to hear them the most. You see, today, and I speak mainly of this past Sunday, was quite an interesting day. We had two events on that Sunday at the same time. And quite frankly, at first glance, it seems like those two events really seemed quite disconnected. But yet, when you were looking at them from the perspective of God's Word, they're really not disconnected at all. First, we had the milestone ministry. We're about to actually see that in a little bit. Talking about the lives of the seniors who are about to graduate high school, if they haven't graduated already. And we are looking to the future of these young men and women as they venture to the next stage of their lives, whatever that future may hold. We see parents who, having raised their children in God's Word, passing on that Word to them as they prepare for that next journey. However, we also saw a group of students, having been trained up in the faith, that same faith that those seniors that are getting ready to graduate have been trained up in, that were taught the very basics of the faith, getting ready to take Holy Communion for the first time. They seem like very different events, very different stages in life. Yet they are both grounded in God's Word. And they are both still within the sheep pen of God's Word, having been called. Both of these ceremonies are grounded in the gospel. And even more, as we look at both of these very special events, we also see that both of them hold up the parents. Parents that listened to the voice of God in raising their children in the faith. Both parents that have listened to the voice of their good shepherd. And as we continue, let us now rejoice in these next stages of the journeys of faith, but let us not forget our own journey. Let us not forget that we also hear the voice of the good shepherd, that we come to him. We, as his sheep, gather around his voice this day. We rejoice in the faith of others, and we receive the gifts of the good shepherd ourselves. While we receive and rejoice that these confirmants can join us now, having had their first communion, that they can now rejoice that they can come to the altar and receive Christ's true body and blood with us, we hear the voice of our Savior, the Savior that calls us. He calls us to repentance, but he also calls us to forgiveness. Forgiveness given to us in his name. In the name of our good shepherd, Jesus Christ. In his name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now continue on with that milestone ministry. When a child is baptized, Christian parents present the child to the Lord and make important promises. In the eighth grade, many people publicly profess their faith in which they are baptized in a ceremony we call confirmation. We all know a family's Christian walk and life together is far from complete at that time, and that the high school years are especially important. Sam Prairie wants to bless our graduate-age young people, as some of them prepare to leave their homes and families. We also want to recognize the parents for keeping their promises they made long ago. At this time, I'd like to invite our high school graduate and his parent to come forward and to face the congregation. To the parents. You have worked to fulfill the promises that you made on behalf of your child at their baptism. You promised to bring them up in the true knowledge and worship of God, to teach them the Ten Commandments, the Creed, and Lord's Prayer, to faithfully bring them to service of God's house, to place into their hands the Holy Scripture, God's precious word, the Bible, to provide for their instruction in the Christian faith. We now ask you to covenant with this congregation for the ongoing support of these young men and women's faith journeys. Do you intend to routinely lift up your children up in prayer, to give them godly counsel, and to encourage them in their commitment to Jesus Christ? If so, answer, I will with the help of God.
I will with the help of God.
Graduate, you too affirmed those same baptismal promises as you have grown as a child of God and confirmed your faith in Jesus. Do you intend to remain faithful to your Lord Jesus? If so, answer, I will with the help of God. There was a day when your parents held you in their arms and rocked you to sleep. They cuddled you in a blanket to keep you warm, safe, and comforted. Very soon you will be launching a new life away from the safety and security of this home, family, church, and community. So graduates and parents, please now turn and face the altar. Graduate, remember the special words given to you at the time that you were confirmed, the day in which you affirmed the faith into which you were baptized, and which you now, in every day of your life, will protect and reach out to others with the special words inspired by the Holy Spirit in God's precious word. Graduate, may kneel. Jacob Urish, this is your confirmation verse, Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Parents, please place your graduate blanket over his shoulders. Let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. O Lord God, merciful and gracious Father, we give thanks for all the blessings you have bestowed on each of our graduates and families. We praise you for having called them to faith, that they may serve you in your kingdom, however you have need. And with the special gifts you have blessed them with, grant these graduates open minds and hearts, that they may always be willing to continue to hear and grow in your holy word. Support, strengthen, and protect them all the days of their lives. Through your word and promises, may they continue steadfast in the faith from one generation to the next, that your church may be built and increase always. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Graduate, may God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ give you his grace, guide you by his word, uplift you by the power of the Holy Spirit, and strengthen you in the baptismal covenant all the days of your life. Parents, please lay your hands on your graduate and repeat these words of blessings.
We bless you in the name of Jesus our Lord. May this blanket remind you of our love, the warmth of this faith community, and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Jacob, you may stand. And now you place your hands on your mom. And repeat after me. I thank God this day. For the power and selflessness of your love. Wherever I go,
your love
and example
will continue to bless me.
Whatever I do,
I will always be your child.
And I thank God
for blessing my life with you.
I bless you in the name of Jesus. At this time, both of you may turn and face the congregation. I now ask the members of our congregation that even as you have reached out to these young people, taught them, supported them, and shared lives in the faith with them, now please share with them the blessing found on the worship screen. We bless the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. May this blanket remind you of your parents' love, the warmth of this faith community, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Jacob, now go in the peace and the joy of the Lord. God bless and strengthen you for a faithful service in his name. Amen. Let us now stand as we prepare our hearts for prayer. Let us now pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Each petition will end, Lord, in your mercy. The congregational response is, hear our prayer. Let us pray. O Lord, you once promised to raise up a shepherd to deliver your sheep from all their enemies. We give you thanks for giving to us your own Son to be our good shepherd. Grant us to hear his voice and know him by faith and follow where he leads, that he may deliver us into your everlasting arms forevermore. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, you have a promise to be with us always, even to the end of the age. Thank you for being with us as we worship your holy name, and continue to bless those who worship you, including the Lonis, Liedtke, and Lutz families. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, you will not allow any power or enemy to triumph over your saving purpose or snatch your lambs from your hand. Give to us wise and faithful leaders who will govern in our land according to your law, and defend the lives of the unborn, the orphan, the widowed, and the aged. Bless all those who make, administer, and judge our laws, that they may not hinder your purpose. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, you bring us to different stages of our life. Continue to bless those that are moving into different parts of their journeys of faith with you. Continue to be with those who are preparing to graduate high school, and to those who have confirmed their faith that now join us at your altar. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, you have not forgotten us in our affliction or abandoned us in our weaknesses. Deliver the sick and suffering according to your will, and give your comfort to the dying, especially to those who have requested our prayers, including Karen Babb, who is recently diagnosed with cancer. Guard us against despair, and grant us patience in the days of our trouble as we await your perfect healing in heaven. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, you have heard the cries of your people and delivered the martyr from defeat and the saints to everlasting life. Wipe away the tears from your grieving people and raise us up to joy in the promise of the resurrection and the life death cannot steal. We especially pray for those who mourn, including the family and friends of Mardell Urish. We acknowledge before you the saints who loved you and served you faithfully, and we pray you to bring us with them into the joy of your presence forevermore. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. All these things, dear Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, our good shepherd, through whom we have confidence and the boldness to pray. In his name, amen. Our service now continues with the service of the sacrament. This is found on page 194. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary, For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, we are bold to pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new testament of my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. I think we have plenty of room for this evening, so if we want to all come forward and kind of make our Wednesday night circle, if you will. Of all of your sins. Take and drink. now may this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you unto the one true faith, which is a life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Please stand as we continue with the Nunc Dimittis found on page 199. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us to the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.